Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
22 minutes to 1 o'clock and political parties are now in top gear pushing to get your vote in the local government elections. That's just in 9 days' time. It's really snuck up, hasn't it? Well, the ANC has fanned out its leaders around the country. The DA, they're holding their final big rally at Mary Fitzgerald Square tomorrow. Julius Malema with the EFF, he's in the Western Cape at the moment. Promises of housing, electricity, also to fix potholes. These are just some of the promises that you've heard. But the question is, are we hearing anything different this time around? And which parties are making progress as well? I'm thinking about the smaller parties. Are they sort of making inroads on the bigger parties? Well, joining us to discuss this is political analyst Susan Boyson, Emeritus Professor at Fitz University. Professor Boyson, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon, Rice. Thank you very much.
Right, a big push this weekend, but are voters just tired and fed up? I'm just not feeling the energy this time around.
I think, indeed, there is so much exasperation with the political parties and serial disappointment as to promises. A decade ago, it was still a big issue. The politicians make promises, election promises, where they go to. But 10 years later, it is a case of total exasperation with the main parties who seem to be out of control, and smaller parties, community parties, independents, who are seen to be very enticing to vote for, yet these parties are not going to win the municipalities overall. They tend to support the bigger parties to form coalition governments where that becomes an issue. And therefore, there's a little bit of the gloss goes off the small parties, independents, community parties as well. And then I like to ask the question as to what are people actually voting for when a local government is acknowledged to be in disarray, poorly empowered, not making progress on many fronts. And so it is a very strange occasion, this local election.
It is a very strange occasion. It really is. But Prof, you spoke about the smaller parties, the newcomers. They'll become kingmakers as well. And I suppose the wards, this isn't a national election. This could be the election where the little guy counts.
Indeed, that's fascinating. And we know there are so many local municipalities around South Africa where there are 7, 9, 13, etc. councillors. And very often in those cases in the past, 2016 results, for example, we've seen the ANC and the DA draw or very close to it or not having an outright majority of its own. And these small parties can really make a big difference because they will determine who is in power. But the small parties have not really been gaining any repute either because they have done musical chairs. Now they were allowed to the DA, then jumped to the ANC. And then if the DA made them a better offer again, if, for example, I suppose there's so many perks and background deals that we do not even know about, but at a visible level, a mayor or deputy mayor or speaker, whoops, they were in political bed with the DA again.
Yeah.
So the political parties, the small ones, they certainly have that kingmaking power, and they can do a lot. If they are prepared to go in a principled way with policy commitments, they can really do a lot. We've seen small parties that have been kingmakers in these coalitions, and they've really been able to bargain for their communities, make sure specific services are delivered in their communities. So the small kingmaking parties, small parties generally, and also when they're kingmakers, can play a very specific role and a wonderful developmental role, but they have to be prepared to go in a principled way and not just jump according to which party makes the best offer on a particular morning.
Yeah. Right, let's narrow this down a little bit. Nelson Mandela Bay, that's going to be a big challenge, or is it? Because it just seems to be a little bit of polarization there and apathy from voters as well, I suppose.
Indeed. Nelson Mandela Bay is such a good example of one of these metros, very powerful institutions, where there is likely to be a hung results and not one party an outright majority. And there are the existing parties. We know the havoc that the UDM and its late leader there had caused in that government, how people switching parties, and the veil of secret votes, for example, or staging all kinds, all those kinds of tricks have been so disruptive and have affected service delivery so badly that we've also seen that new parties are coming on board here, for example, Costa Jax, AIM, and that they could take a few seats and they could be new kingmakers in that party, in that metro. So it could be that the game changes slightly, but it is no guarantee that there's going to be more stability. And the problem with the kind of politics we've seen in a council like Nelson Mandela Bay has been that political power play constituting the next majority has been such in preoccupation there. It was really a question of elections in between the two election periods. It's been a continuous power contest in there. And governance has really suffered.
Yeah.
So that would be the big challenge for political parties after these elections, to show that they can actually cooperatively focus on governance and just leave the power play for the next election.
That's interesting. Are perhaps, Prof, people going to be voting with their hearts? We're thinking about potholes. We're thinking about power cuts. We're thinking about no water. People are fed up. Is it going to be one of those elections? We saw that with the DA when they did so well during the Jacob Zuma times. People were voting with their hearts. Is it going to be the same this time around?
Yeah, that's such an interesting question. You know, we're on potholes and serious neglect and really suffering in many cases at the local level. It's going to be very hard for people really to vote with their hearts on who had mostly liberated South Africa, etc. It's very hard going to be voting that way if you cannot get out your front gate without getting feet wet. So at local level, we have seen many of these changes happen, and that's why there has been a gradual decline in our ANC, for example, power holding across many of these municipalities. Yet, if we look at these election campaigns, it sounds in many respects like a national election. The big national guns, the political leaders are being pulled out and they're campaigning, they go on their image, their faces are very often on the outside covers of the election manifestos. It's about the political parties, and here I specifically talk about the ANC as well.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it about the big national issues, Cyril Ramaphosa's draw card power, rather than the specifics of how to make the municipalities and the system of local government work.
You see, that's the interesting part. So interesting. Political analyst Susan Boyson, Emeritus Professor at Fitz University. Great to have you on the Madeira Report.